Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the Old Testament book of Isaiah, and we're in chapter 52 in the New English Translation of the Bible, the NET version. It says this. It starts with wake up, which I am so excited about. What a good word from God. Here we go. Wake up, wake up. Clothe yourself with strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful clothes, O Jerusalem, holy city. For uncircumcised and unclean pagans will no longer invade you. Shake off the dirt. Get up, captive Jerusalem. Take off the iron chains around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For this is what the Lord says, you were sold for nothing, and you will not be redeemed for money. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. In the beginning, my people went to live temporarily in Egypt. Assyria oppressed them for no good reason. And now, what do we have here, says the Lord? Indeed, my people have been carried away for nothing. Those who rule over them taunt, says the Lord. And my name is constantly slandered all day long. For this reason, my people will know my name. For this reason, they will know at that time that I am the one who says, here I am. How delightful it is to see approaching over the mountains the feet of a messenger who announces peace, a messenger who brings good news, who announces deliverance, who says to Zion, yes, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen shout in unison. They shout for joy, for they see with their very own eyes the Lord's return to Zion. In unison, they give a joyful shout, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord consoles his people. He protects Jerusalem. The Lord reveals his royal power in the sight of all the nations. The entire earth sees our God deliver. Leave, leave, get out of there. Don't touch anything unclean. Get out of it. Stay pure, you who carry the Lord's holy items. Yet do not depart quickly or leave in a panic. For the Lord God goes before you. The God of Israel is your rear God, guard. Look, my servant will succeed. He will be elevated, lifted high, and greatly exalted. Just as many were horrified by the sight of you, he was so disfigured he no longer looked like a man. His form was so marred that he no longer looked human. So now he will startle many nations. Kings will be shocked by his exaltation, for they will witness something unannounced to them, and they will understand something they had not heard about. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, would you wake us up? But I also love in this passage, it doesn't necessarily say that you are going to wake us up, but that we have to rouse ourselves, that we have to take the chains off, that we have to leave the place of captivity. Christianity is not passive, it is active. There's a pursuit involved. And so, Lord, take off our cloak of lethargy, and then we choose to take it off, Lord. And we choose to take the next step toward you. And we choose to wake up. And we choose to hear your voice. And we choose to obey you. We know that life just doesn't happen to us. We have to take charge with the power of the Holy Spirit within us to do the next right thing, to hear your voice and obey, to keep going, to keep moving forward. Lord, we do want to wake up, and we do need to be clothed with your strength. Lord, we want to wear beautiful clothes and enter that holy city, so to speak. Lord, this is about the Israelites coming back from captivity into Jerusalem. You have brought them back. And Lord, for those of us who have met you, our meeting you is that coming back. It's that relinquishment of our slavery. We were enslaved to sin. We were broken beyond repair. We could not save ourselves. And yet you went to the cross to save us. And I'm so grateful for that. I also love, as I've prayed about this before this month, the telescoping of prophetic books of the Bible, where it's prophesying one thing, but it's also projecting into the future another, and then possibly another. And here we have in verses 13 through 15, another glimpse of Jesus, elevated, lifted high, greatly exalted. Many were horrified by the sight of him. I think about how you looked Jesus on the cross, disfigured and beaten. So disfigured, he no longer looked like a man. And as I pray that, I think, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving those blows. Thank you for bearing the weight. Thank you for taking on my mountain of sin upon your shoulders and paying the cost, paying a very high cost for my sin. I'm going to love you the rest of my life because of your sacrifice for me. Lord, I know that you continue to startle many nations, and I know that you are longing to draw all nations to yourself. So Lord, give us a missionary heart. Help us to look at the whole world with eyes like you, not with disdain, not with judgment, not with hatred, not with superiority, but with a humble desire to see many across this world come to know you, that every knee would bow, every tongue would confess, from every tribe and tongue and nation, that you are the Lord. Let this be the cry of our hearts today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Super grateful for you. And again, if you want to share this podcast with someone who's lonely, I would really appreciate it. Just share prayeveryday.show, or there is a Pray Every Day app for those of you who are new to Pray Every Day. It is free and it's on iTunes and Google Play. And not only do you get your new episode every day in that app, which is a very convenient way to listen to it, but there's also a free devotional that's written out for every day of the year. So it's also like getting a free devotional as well. So again, just query Pray Every Day on iTunes. Pray Every Day app on iTunes and the Pray Every Day app on Google Play. Hope that helps, and I hope you have an amazing day.